Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
Nolan is here.
And this is the return of Elements.
Elements.
Is that the theme song?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't get the email?
No. Our manager must have sent it out earlier.
Yeah, I don't know if you're on the list.
It's just you and Kenny.
Sorry, that we're actually telling you.
It's a really exclusive list.
Well, let's at least finish this episode, sure. Please. Elements is our monthly bonus episode brought to you by our contributive patrons who support the show on a monthly basis. You can visit patreon.com/NGP podcast for more information about how you can support the show. We have various milestones and goals. One that we just reached called Play a One-Shot D&D Campaign.
Bad.
I don't want to talk about it.
We've got it scheduled, so we're really excited about that. This series is a result of hitting one of those goals.
Contributive. If you didn't know about Elements, well, you do now. Let me explain further. Elements is a monthly bonus episode that we're supposed to be doing where we take one game, it doesn't have to be 15 years old or older, unlike our normal episodes, and we talk about one element that that game did well. There, we've named five elements that we can choose from, so you have things like story, characters, music, gameplay, and...
Graphics.
Graphics.
I shouldn't have bailed you out.
No, let him hover.
Somebody should have bailed me up. So we take a game and then we pick an element and then we talk about the game for, I don't know, 40 minutes. Let's keep it 40 minutes.
Probably less than that this episode.
Okay, good.
But yeah, that's exactly what we do. For this Elements episode, we are playing a sports game. What? Dustin?
I love sports.
Nolan and Kenny are playing a sports game?
Nolan doesn't care, who knows.
Can we do this real quick? When is the last time you played a sport? IRL.
In real life.
Define sport.
No, Kenny, I'm not, because everybody knows how that is
defined. That's
the
dumbest question you've asked.
does throwing a frisbee count as a sport?
No, Ultimate Frisbee does not count.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't
say
count,
Ultimate.
Man. It's been a long time.
I didn't play Ultimate. I just took my dog outside and threw the Frisbee for her.
That doesn't for sure doesn't count as a sport.
It's literally been
okay,
a decade.
How about esports? Do those count?
All right. We are playing a sports video game released in 2006 as a pack-in game for the Wii.
Sounds bad.
Was developed and published by Nintendo. Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
It is a collection of five sports simulations, highly utilizing the motion sensing capabilities of the new console. It, in its lifetime, or at least as of 2018, sold over 82 million copies.
Oh,
that sounds fake.
Does that count the... coming with the console?
Yes.
Sure, yes.
Okay.
Listen, it is the best-selling single-platform video game of all time.
But, yes, asterisk, yeah.
No.
Yes, because you buy the console, you get it. No one bought... Okay.
You did that with so many other games before this one.
Continue.
Strangely, in this game, not all elements are great. The graphics are super minimal. The story is non-existent. The music is decent, but there is one element that is the sole cause of this game being such a success. So join us now as we talk about the gameplay of Wii Sports.
So of these five games, we each selected one title that one mini game that we wanted to talk about, maybe because we loved it, maybe because we hated it, Maybe because all of the other good choices were already taken by your co-host.
Salty? I don't know if I don't know if any of us picked one because we hated it. Like, that's not what Elements is
about. I'm just saying those are the possible reasons for someone picking something.
Sure.
So join us as we each share one game of our choosing to talk about from this collection.
And then at the end, we'll all together cover the leftovers that no one played.
The ones that are not good. It was not hard for me to choose the sport that I wanted to talk about. It's the one that I spent the most time in and probably the one that most of us spent most of our time in because it's really fun. And it's bowling. Bowling in real life is really meh, but bowling in Wii Sports is exquisite. It's so good.
One of those questions is arguable. Assertions, if you will.
Okay, then get it out of the way. Which one?
Oh, there's lots of people that like real life bowling, and I think you can make good arguments for it.
I said it's meh to me. I think real life bowling is lame.
I'll give it to you as an opinion. You stated it very factually.
Don't get me started. Bowling in this game is very realistic in the sense that, well, first of all, the Wii was a really big advancement in terms of the way that we control games. That's kind of why we chose gameplay for this game in particular, because you have the Wiimote. That is your controller. And the Wiimote is a very strange-looking controller. If you've never seen it, it's a stick, basically, that you hold in one hand, or two if you turn it sideways. But for bowling, you're holding it in one hand, my right hand in my case, and you are miming the way that you would roll a bowling ball. And that sounds very simple and basic, and it is. And that's what makes this so enjoyable to me, because you can easily just do what you do in real life and jump into this game. That's true for most of these, I think, but it's just very simple for bowling.
Well, you can jump into it and be better than you are in real life.
Oh my goodness, 10 times. I'm so bad. Yeah, that's why I
hate
it.
That's not hard.
No, but that's one of the like amazing things about this game, and one of the reasons it did so well is that you could quickly pick up the Wiimote, and we're not just talking with a lisp.
It's
Wiimote. It's creative. Remote Wiimote. And you could... you could figure it out really easily because all you're having to do is mimic what you would do in real life. Even if you haven't done it before, you are using... Now, this one you'll have to explain a little bit more because the Wiimote is not the bowling ball necessarily. It's more kind of like your hand and your fingers in this one, right?
Yes. So the controller has a trigger like a lot of Nintendo controllers, like the N64 had a Z trigger on the back. The Wii remote has a B button on the back and it's a trigger. So there are two modes. You can play in manual mode or you can play in automatic. I don't think anyone played in automatic. I actually didn't know that was an option, but I found that out this week researching. Manual mode means that you hold the stick upright, like, and just picture in your head someone bowling. They're aiming, they're standing still, and they're holding their ball up kind of close to your head with your arm bent. So you're holding the Wiimote and you hold down B, that trigger, and then you as you're holding B the whole time, you pull your arm back like you're gonna roll it, and then you roll it forward, and when you release the B trigger, that's when your hand releases the bowling ball. So yeah, it's your hand and essentially.
But one of the really cool things in this is that although that sounds simplistic and you can get by with that, you actually have a whole lot of control on how you're going to throw the ball. Surprisingly, you're not just doing you don't just have one simple throw. You can control the spin and the speed and the curve all by how you maneuver that Wiimote, how you maneuver that stick. And it's not by pressing buttons per se, it's by how your wrist movement is or by how fast you jerk the controller. You've got so much control on how you can do it. It's a lot of fun to watch, but it's really fun when you're able to pull it off.
It's one of those things, like, it really highlights the advancement in the motion control thing with the Wii. Like, it was such a perfect, and this is for all of these, and we'll talk about it a lot, but like, this was just a great display of what it was capable of. And it was it's an extremely basic game. You're playing as a me, which is your avatar that looks nothing like you. And yeah, and it's so simple to just, you have the D-pad there, your thumb's already on it, turn it left or right to adjust the angle. And then, yeah, like as you pull it back, turn your wrist, put some little spin on it, a little English. It was really great.
It was. And I'm glad that you talked about how many things there are to do. Because yes, it sounds simple, but it wasn't. You're lining your character up, you're setting up your angle, you're deciding how much spin you want to have, you're making sure you don't release too early or the ball will fall out of your hand and roll backwards, or too late, or it'll, you know, like chunk and not work very well. And so they really did a great job mimicking the feel of bowling, but making it actually, I don't know, easier to do, because bowling's hard. I also love that you guys pointed out kind of this broader picture of what this whole Wii Sports thing was about, because I think that's important. I'm sure we'll talk about it sort of conceptually, but since you brought it up, I love that they were like, here's a really fun, really simple tutorial based on things everybody knows to let you understand how this new, totally different game machine works. Go at it. And like, people had a blast with it. And I don't know, like the Wii without Wii Sports shipping along with it, I don't think would have been nearly the success that it was, because it did such a good job of bridging that learning gap.
Yeah, I buy that for sure. And then on top of that, do you remember who you were playing with? It could be just a regular character, but most people were playing with themselves. I don't know how you say that. Yeah. You create a me, an M-I-I, and it's supposed to look like you. And so you're the one that is bowling in this case, which just added a little bit of extra fun. But yeah, Kenny, I love what you just said of how they're giving you something totally unfamiliar, this motion sensing controller type thing that we're not that used to, putting it with something relatively familiar, right, with the real life sports. Everybody has, I would say most people that had a Wii had either held a bowling ball at one time or a baseball bat, or we'll talk about some of the other ones. So it's something familiar. And then putting those two things together, you actually are able to figure out your own way through, and it's pretty intuitive.
I also love that they didn't just let you have the game. They gave you a couple of extras as well. You got to like
the training,
track your progress. Yeah, and you also got some of those fun modes, which I loved. The like, how many pins can you knock over? Like bonus
levels.
That's
the best one. Yeah.
Oh
absolutely.
Man, that was awesome.
You get up to like 100 or 150 pins that are all set up together, and you have to throw the bowling ball down this long like aisle to be able to try to knock down every single one of the pins. And you don't succeed unless you knock down every single one of the pins. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And then the other training mode was the obstacles. It put up these like dividers, and you had to try to do trick shots around the dividers to take out the pins. That was exciting too.
Yeah, they really did a good job with bowling of, A, like letting you learn all the different ways you could do it, you know, spin, change your angle, move yourself this way, and the ramifications of it, which were pretty realistic in terms, I mean, not perfect, but like if your ball had a lot of spin on it, your pins are going to scatter and knock each other over, just like in real life. And if
it's
you throw
one of the more
it right
realistic
down
ones.
The middle straight, yeah, like you're going to get a split and have a hard time picking it up. And so it's A, realistic, and B, because of the nature of bowling, they were actually able to just give you the game, like just straight up. Some of the other games they had to modify to sort of make them feel authentic, but this was like, you're getting a whole 10 frames and you're getting legitimate, you know, bowling scoring. And there's tons of people that probably only know how the actual sport of bowling works because of Wii Sports.
So I think we're just going in decreasing order here of best to worst is probably what's happening. And that's going to be most people are going to agree with that. But I think secondly, compared to bowling, a lot of people really enjoyed the mini game or the game that I'm going to be talking about. And that is tennis. There is a version of tennis for Wii Sports in which you play a match or a round or a series of rounds, a tournament against an opponent. And It's set up just like tennis. It's a court, either a green court or a blue court, and it's got a net in the middle, and it's two versus two. That's one of the things that's unique. It's not just one person. I don't think you can even do 1v1. It's It's 2v2, front line and a back line, and you can play it in so many different ways. I think the standard, if you're playing, again, by yourself or with yourself, if you're playing with yourself, then you are controlling the two Mii's that are closest to the screen, and the AI or the computer is controlling the two that are furthest away, and you're just playing against them. But you can also play against a friend where you control the front two and they control the back two, or you can play with four players or even three players, but you can play with four players where you're all independently controlling your characters. But again, if you're just playing kind of the standard you versus the computer, then you're controlling your two Mii's. They're just controlled together, by the way, which I don't even know. You're mainly controlling the racket and swinging the racket either to your right or to your left. You can, and this game is all about timing, which we'll talk about in just a moment, but you're not really moving them across the court. They're just going left to right and you're swinging the racket.
Yeah. And this is the game that, so the Wii had the worst like startup boot screen. Like, think PS2, amazing, classic, never gonna beat it. The Wii was a black screen, it had a safety warning on it. And this game right here is the reason, because the Wii, I mean, you're holding this thing, it's a physical object that is not attached by a wire, so you can accidentally throw this into your TV, and that was a very real thing. There are compilations on YouTube of people, like, on Christmas, they just opened their Wii, they just, like, destroy their giant TV. So you had to actually use the wrist thing.
Yeah, the wristband. You got to put the wristband around your wrist. No, I never did either. That was not cool.
Yeah, it's like wearing a helmet when you're biking. Like, get out of here, right, nerd.
Or, like, sagging. But you definitely are swinging your racket or your controller around like crazy trying to hit the tennis balls that comes your way. So it is all about timing is the key here. And as it is with tennis in real life, I think. But
I have no idea.
Here's one example. When you are serving the ball, I believe that's when you press A and the ball is thrown high in the air. If you're able to hit the ball at its zenith, Kenny?
Peak?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Apex.
I mean, don't give it to me. I need a rating. I used it correctly. How was that word?
8.7.
All right. If you're able to hit it at its tippity top, then you get
10.
You get a power hit, love, which just speeds up the intensity and the speed in which you're serving the ball and makes it very difficult for them to be able to return it. And so that's one example of how timing is super key here. You can also hit every ball that comes your way with the front person or the back person. Again, it's just all about swinging the racket at the right time in the right way in order to hit the ball. And yeah, all about timing.
I think it's interesting that the front and the back line are synced and you can never desync it. Like, I always thought if you maybe held the B trigger and swung, it would be one or the other. Because, like, there's a level of AI involved with this one that I never agreed with. Like, your character, you can't really move left and right. Is that right? I never felt like I had full control.
I think whichever side your racket is on, like if you're holding your racket kind of to the right, that they're going to be moving slowly to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. But you don't have much control over your character movement. It's really just about swinging the racket.
I do think that was a really intentional choice. I don't think they were setting out to make, in any of these cases, although they probably came pretty close with bowling, a realistic sports game.
Sure.
Instead, they were trying to make something light and fun that lets you get used to playing with this controller. And it's exactly what you needed, and I like that. I agree, this game would have been more fun if you had a little bit more strategy and a little bit more, like, button control. But when you're handing this newfangled thing to grandma, you know, on Christmas morning, like you talked about, and the whole family's playing and having fun, it's because they put it in this sweet spot of just, like, pick it up and play it, and it's easy and straightforward. And yeah, it might take some mastery to get to, like, a good skill, but everybody's going to be able to do that. And I respect that a lot about this. I think this one, to me, is the quintessential multiplayer game for Wii Sports. Bowling is what you play if you're secluded and lonely and, you know, living well. In your dorm room with the lights off and have no friends. And tennis is what you played when everybody wanted a controller and to hop in, and you had a couch full of people coming over. And so, in my mind, I have really fond memories of both, but especially of, like, people sitting down for just hours at a time and doing that stupid little wrist flick where they weren't even trying to play the game, but they were, because that was tennis.
Tennis also has a training mode, but I don't think it's near as exciting as bowling's. This one, it's not bad. The one that I remember is there's a target on a wall, and you're kind of, and you're hitting the tennis ball, trying to hit the target and break the target, and then it comes back to you. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but it's hard. It's not the easiest to aim. What's that sport where you're inside and with a somewhat of a racket and a ball? Racquetball.
Racquetball or squash?
Racquetball.
One where you have a racket and a ball.
I'm glad they made that like that. But yeah, you're pretty much playing that for the training. And then for the main game, they created 60 different CPU tennis players to go against.
That's crazy. At different, like, skill levels.
Stats,
too.
Different skill levels and stats. So you don't see the stats, but I mean, they put a lot of work into creating these relatively ugly looking Miis for you to play against and compete against. And although the rules of bowling are the same to real life, I don't think the rules of tennis in this game are the same. I don't know how to count scores in tennis, but I know that it's a little bit different here. You do start with love, which is something in tennis.
A word and not a number.
but
it just means you have no score at zero.
The scoring is a little bit different, and you don't have to match and whatever. But they made it really good for people that play video games and not
Agreed.
Actual tennis. Yes.
Really well said. You just 100% branded yourself as never having played real life tennis ever.
You probably play tennis.
I wish I was that guy.
You would. You would play tennis, and you know what? You would wear one of those hats while you're playing that have a bill, like a front bill, but it doesn't have the top of the hat. It just goes around the back of your
head. Visor.
A visor.
That's totally... I like your description of visor is just as accurate as your description
of top
tennis
of it.
Skills.
Yeah,
no, I've never seen Kenny in shorts, though. I don't know if he would play tennis.
I'm a racquetball boy. It's
you know that Kenny's got some baggy cargo shorts.
He plays racquetball in jeans.
So bowling's pretty great. Tennis is awesome. And then there's three left that people may enjoy if they're, I don't know, into those sports. Probably, arguably, the next best game is actually golf.
No.
Whoa, that took a turn.
Yeah.
No, the one that you're about to talk about is far superior. Golf is probably the worst one on the system.
Regardless, I don't think either of the last three were nearly as popular as the first two. And so I wanted to talk about baseball, because even though baseball is a complex sport and would be a hard one to really emulate authentically and get nuance, they did exactly what they did for tennis, but even further. They took a really complex game, simplified it way down, and gave you a relatively fun experience that lets you play sort of both sides of the field and lets you play single player or multiplayer and have a little bit of a baseball-ish experience. It's certainly less like the actual sport than either of the ones we've already talked about, though. So first up, you have the most iconic part of baseball, getting to bat. They're really nice. They let you choose either like orientation if you're left-handed, right-handed, which is pleasant and kind of baseball accurate. And this is a little bit like tennis in that really it's all about timing. The pitcher pitches the ball to you. There's a bunch of variants depending on who's pitching and how hard they're trying, of where the ball is coming over the plate or what kind of pitch is coming in. And your job is to time it based on how fast it is and on kind of where it is on the screen to swing and hit the ball.
What's nice is that you can blunt it.
Blunt?
Wow.
420 smoke weed every day.
You're worse at but, sports than even at sports.
If you just keep the Wii remote horizontal while batting, the ball will come and blunt the bat and,
yeah.
and fall to the ground.
Also, nobody's realistically ever going to do that in this game.
I did.
There's no reasons to. I mean, maybe there's some reasons.
I did
to.
Because the AI is kind of weird and unpredictable on this one.
It is weird and unpredictable. You hit the ball, but then everything changes because unlike baseball, at that point, you have no control of what's going on. You don't
Zero.
Run bases.
Nope.
You don't, you know,
Walk
get to
bases.
Really do anything other than see the results of what happened. You may strike out. You may choose not to swing and get a ball if, you know, the pitch isn't good, isn't in the strike zone. But most likely what you're going to do is either dink a whole bunch of foul balls because all the time in this game.
Oh, nonstop.
Nonstop. Probably the single thing you're going to hear most is that foul ball. Exactly. Or you'll get enough of a piece of it that it either, you know, goes into the infield, into the outfield, or as a home run completely out. And depending on where it lands in each of those, the AI will either catch it, pick it up rather quickly, or quickly get it to a base and you'll be out, or it will take them a little bit longer to get to it and you'll get a number of bases kind of just based on how long it takes them to deal with your hit. And so you can theoretically get singles, doubles, triples. Technically, you can even get an infield home run, though I don't think that happens almost ever. Or you can get home runs or even knock it out of the park. But pretty much it's you hitting a whole bunch of foul balls and then occasionally getting lucky.
And one nice thing about this one is if you do like hit a foul ball, sometimes it'll tell you like you swung too late and it'll give you like tips or you swung too early so that you know for next time that, okay, I'm swinging this Wii remote like way off. Because sometimes it doesn't visually line up with like what you expect, or your hands aren't listening to your brain the way that you think they are.
For sure.
And there's also just lag too, so it's like or a little bit of lag. So
it's nice having that feedback because
yeah,
it's not gonna feel authentic. So you have to kind of learn it, and it does give you some of that.
But it does feel really good when you're able to get that home run. Like,
oh, home runs are gonna be satisfying by definition.
But you said it. You don't have any control over your characters on bases at all. Is that correct? Like, you can't steal bases or anything.
Wow. And also, the game just decides, like, okay, that wasn't a home run, but the outfielder missed it. Okay, that's a double. It's like, if you could run, you can maybe make that a triple or something.
No, it's a lot of RNG. Now, like, how hard you hit it does have influence on whether it's infield, outfield.
Or blunted.
You know, I'm sure. Right. And so there's some nuance there, but for the most part, when you're hitting, you're just trying to get a piece of it and then hoping to get lucky.
Another cool thing that I liked about this one is the camera angles that they have on this one. It makes it feel like, or they tried to make it feel like a baseball game. Just the way that the camera follows the ball, and then like when someone catches it, they like turn around and nod their head or something.
There's crowd noise, although the crowd is the worst muted blob of like non-color to just imply a crowd. But yeah, they tried to give it some of that baseball feel, but in a lot of ways it isn't baseball. They keep it relatively short. It's only 3 innings. And there is a mercy rule. If you go up by more than 5 points at the end of an inning, the game's just over, which is nothing, especially in 3 innings. It's ridiculous. Yeah, so you can bat, but you also get to pitch. And that's the one that's slightly more complex and has a little
more complex
strategy.
And more fun, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the piece that people looked forward to, especially if they are playing with their friends or actually trying to be a little bit competitive with it, because you've got a lot of options here. You're pitching, and you can choose how fast to throw the ball by simply how fast you move the arm or flick your wrist. You can choose whether to throw overhand or kind of sidearm, which is a button you toggle. You can choose where you're trying to aim by hitting the D-pad before you make your throw so that it goes up or right or left or low. And you also get to choose from four, I believe, different types of pitches as well, based on what buttons you hold while you're throwing the ball. So you can
the
do things
screw
like
ball,
a, yeah, you can do a screwball, a curveball, a fastball, and then like a breaking
knuckle
ball
sandwich.
Or something.
A splitter.
Yeah, a splitter is what it is. Yeah. You're right. And each one of them behaves a little bit differently. You know, fastball is going to get pounded in there real quick, and sometimes it can move really fast, but it also has the most potential to turn around and have home runs hit off of it. The splitter is sort of baiting the people into swinging too early because it's sort of a really slow ball that kind of like floats out and then kind of like just lands on the base. And so if you can get somebody to swing at that, they're probably going to miss. But if they don't, you're getting a ball every single time. And then the curve balls go different ways, which has different interactions with the orientation of the hitter. And so really, you've got a ton of options to choose from here. And it actually becomes sort of fun to like see what things the person who's batting hits easily and what things they miss and kind of figure that out. And so I think this is the one piece that feels A, the most fun of this game, and B, the most sort of like baseball in the kind of ways you're having to think, even though compared to the actual sport, it's way, way, way pared down.
So lastly, we can kind of just group them together. There are two more game types that got the least amount of play, and that is golf and boxing. Mm-hmm. Both not terrible ideas.
No, golf had the potential to be like the best one.
Of course, golf should have been the best one.
Yeah, agreed.
Because I feel like with this setup, golf is where it could thrive because it's the closest one, right? You're holding a stick down and moving at a certain amount of speed. Like it should work.
Should work really, really well. And there's some like standalone golf games on Wii that I think people really, really loved because the potential was there if they had, you know, put time into it.
I think the problem with golf was that the physics were a little off in that, well, like baseball, it assumed certain things like a double or a triple or a single. And in this one, it's like the bouncing of the ball and then like the way that the ground looks, like the level, how level the ground looks was like kind of off. And I don't know, there was just something very dull about it where the other ones had like some excitement factor.
Yeah, I think it's what you said with the physics. It's a very hard game here to master and you lack any kind of control.
Right. And unlike the others, there's not a way to sort of make it more simple and fun and accessible. Like I feel like you're either going to do a golf game where you want every little nuance to matter a lot and there have to be a high level of mastery, or it's just going to be so simple that it's boring. I almost wish instead of like actual golf, I almost wish they'd done like mini golf.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Which isn't a sport per se, but like would have given you, you know, hit it this direction or that direction and have some
cool
strategy or like put some spin on it or like, yeah. And then the fun environments, I feel like it would have been more fun if they just, I don't know, taken it another direction.
Yeah.
I think that they didn't have to change the sport entirely. And I know that's not changing it entirely, but I think it was poor implementation here. Golf should have been easier to do with this. If they were able to do bowling and tennis, they should have been able to do golf. You just have very little control, and it wasn't implemented well. You have 9 holes, which is great. I don't know. They missed it on that one. But then boxing, I thought they missed it. This is the only one where you're using not only the Wiimote, but you're using the nunchuck as well, which was the second controller that you plugged in. And so you're holding one in your left hand, holding the other in your right hand, and those are your two gloved fists that you're using to box.
Yeah, the nunchuck like had a wire on it, and you connected it to the bottom of the Wiimote, and it had a joystick on it. So games that you needed a joystick for, but for boxing, you just needed two things in your hand so you could put them up, put your dukes up.
It doesn't surprise me that they did a nunchuck game just because the hardware was there, and again, part of the goal here is to sort of teach the hardware, and so Like, I'm glad they did, but I don't know, like, A, boxing, but then having your hands connected by that relatively short string, so you can't actually move around real authentically. I'll tell you the real problem with boxing, though, and the reason people didn't like this game, regardless of whether the game itself could have been or was fun, which is a separate conversation, but boxing is too much work for people. That business is,
like,
tiring.
Physically?
Nobody's in shape. Like, you're marketing a video game. I get that there was this whole fitness part of this game, and yes, that's cool and awesome, and, like, by all means, encourage good, healthy behaviors. But people that are picking up this game, I don't know. It's a lot to, like, get both hands and get going at it for long enough to actually have any impact on winning this game, and it's too much for people.
That might have something to do with it. Like, that's one of the ones that you did kind of move around a little bit more. Like, you're bobbing and weaving a little bit. But, like, I barely remember this one. That's how little I played it. And I really don't know what it was that I didn't like about boxing other than it was just extremely, extremely basic. I don't know.
I think that's what sums it up. If you could have had more strategy of, I don't know, manually dodging or, like, moving in and out of your opponents or playing, you know, kind of both views or something. But as it is, it's like put both your hands up and kind of jab them back and forth sort of based on what you see, but mostly just, like, move spastically for a while and then, like, move on to playing bowling instead.
But what you just said made me realize exactly what it is I don't like. Strategy. Okay, I'm not a boxer, but, like, there's not too much to it. You punch each other. I think they shouldn't have put it in the game. I don't think I don't think boxing should have been in Wii Sports.
They had to put something in that had the nunchuck, and I don't know, this probably shouldn't have been it, but I don't know what else is two-handed in a way that kind of works naturally that everyone's familiar with. I think they just could have done it better and added a little bit more, or slowed the pace almost made it, like, placing specific punches instead of just, like, going crazy and, like, flailing. I don't know.
Motion-controlled boxing is hard, because
it's
how do
really
you do
hard.
That? Like, yeah. You're really, you're just moving one hand towards the screen and then the other hand towards the screen at a lower or higher position. There's really not much to it game-wise, and I think that was felt here. You're just kind of, like, wildly flailing the control and nunchuck, and it quickly grew boring, and for almost every person that I knew that tried it back in the day, really just became disenfranchised with that game relatively quickly, maybe even more so than golf.
It's because they were sweaty.
It's not because they were sweaty, dude.
Partially.
The dodging mode in boxing was the best one, and that's not even boxing. I mean, I get it. Like, your trainer teaches you to, like, dodge a punch. But, I don't know, it felt like dodgeball more than it felt like boxing, and it was fun. But I don't count that. Like, that's not... You had boxing gloves on, but you're dodging
you
tennis
balls. You can count
balls.
That... Yeah, the training for all of these games, I don't remember the golf training, but or even the baseball, but we talked about it for bowling and tennis, and then even here for boxing. I do, that's some of the more fun that you have with
absolutely.
These games. So whether it's the dodging or you're fighting the punching bag or practicing your punches, those are still a part of the boxing, so mini games. So that definitely is wrapped up in that, and it does improve it a little bit, but the core boxing game was just super lackluster. But all of that being said, this is a unique elements altogether, because we just ended it talking about how two of the five games are not that good. But there was something about these original three, or these first three that we talked about, bowling, tennis, and baseball, that made this game such a success. Nolan is still convinced it's just because people had to buy it when they bought the console.
It's not that. People would have gone out and gotten it anyways.
Yes.
But it is partly because of the novelty of and the newness of it, for sure.
Sure. But people loved this game, and it was for everybody. That's why. That's one of the reasons it works. It has that Pokemon, not Snap, what was the Pokemon Go kind of feel to it. That you could be a kid and find enjoyment of this. You could be a gamer and a teenage gamer and find enjoyment. Or you could be, like many still today, an elderly person in a nursing home having bowling competitions with your friends. My grandmother-in-law is, she's got the trophy for best bowler in her in her little home that she lives in, and it's all because of her time spent on Wii Sports.
I think that selling the console, you got it free whatever with the console, I would not have gone out and purchased it. I think a lot of people wouldn't have, but I'm glad that Nintendo put it in there, because for some reason we all connected with it and loved it because it was a good party game. It was, you could play it with your grandmother, you could play it with kids, and everyone understood it and had a blast because no one took it too seriously. But there's no branding, there's no Nintendo character, there's no Mario, there's nothing. It's Miis. It's ugly Miis. But there's something about using the control scheme that they designed for it that just worked.
I think there's some kind of Rorschach test there, because I think the Miis look really good, Nolan.
No, they didn't.
No,
I mean, if you
not.
Made your Mii ugly, it might have been ugly, but I had some good-looking Miis.
You had a crush on a Mii?
No, like, I'm just saying you put into them what you... I don't know. Regardless, yes, they kept it simple. They knew what they were trying to do with this game, and it did that, but even outside of that, it's a game people would still go choose to play on its own merits. And that didn't have to be the case. It could have been something that just fulfilled that teach you mechanics purpose. But it wasn't. It was something people played for a long time because they were well-made and enjoyable. And the gameplay is super unique, not only because they took sports people know and loved and boiled them down to their simplest aspects, but also because they used this new hardware they had and new mechanics and showed it off in some really creative ways. And there's a reason it sold more games than any other game ever.
We truly hope that you've enjoyed this bonus episode, Gameplay of Wii Sports. We thanked our patrons at the top of the episode, but want to give a special shout out to our producers. That is Antonin, Ben, Dear Baby, Garlyle, Kevin, Corey, Maxima, Zach, and Zion. Until next time, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
I'm Genny.
And this has been another bonus episode of New Game Plus. Until next time, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Genny.
Whoa!
I'm Genny.
I'm Genny.
I sound like I'm dying of a heart attack.
Scared me.
You also didn't fully say your name right.
Yeah,
I was, and that's was holding what I'm in such now. A cough.
Okay. I'm Genny.
Cookie Monster.
No, dude, come on, let's finish this dang thing.